I just say trashy people.
Did you ever hear any terms like redneck or cracker or anything like that?
I've heard that. That's what niggas, colored people calls us, crackers.
Is that something bad?
Yeah, it makes us, make white people mad. That's what it does. What they call them, a country cracker.
It just means somebody who lives in the country? Is there any other term for somebody who lives out in the country? Did you ever hear the word Hoosier? How about somebody that lives up in the mountains?
Mountaineers.
All right. Mm-hmm. You might say it's not, if it were almost 12 o'clock at night and somebody would ask you the time, you'd say it's not quite midnight, but it's...
just better.
All right, uh-huh. And if you were walking on the ice and you slipped and you didn't quite fall, you'd say,
I didn't
fall, but I
slipped.
Or I like to
have fell.
How would you say that?
I like to fell.
All right, uh-huh. And if somebody's waiting for you to get ready and he says, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in
a few minutes.
Okay. You know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance. So you say to somebody, how
far is it?
Mm-hmm. And if you're pointing out something nearby, you just want me to turn around, you'd say just...
right there.
Would you say, to get my attention, you'd say...
look at that.
Okay, uh-huh. If you wanted to know how many times somebody did something, you'd say how...
How many times did you do it?
Actually, you did say this word earlier, and I don't remember how you said it. Did you say often or often?
Say what?
Often or often. Some people put a T in it, some people say often, and some people often. Say often. What do you say?
Often.
Okay. I really can't remember what you said. I remember noticing that you had said it. If you agreed with a friend, and he said, I'm not going to do that, you might say, me?
Either.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, these are just parts of the body, and this is just to hear how you say them. This part of your head right up here is called your what?
Forehead.
And this stuff is your
hair.
And a man might grow
a beard.
Uh-huh. And this would be your
ear.
Which one?
Left ear.
And this would be your
right.
Right what?
Right ear.
Uh-huh. And this would be your
mouth.
And this is your
throat.
And the whole thing is your
neck.
What's this little thing that sticks out in front?
That's your goozle.
Is that okay? Uh-huh. And the dentist would look at your
teeth.
And he says you have a cavity in one
tooth.
And the flesh around the teeth is
proud.
What do you call the flesh around your teeth? The
go.
Mm-hmm. And this part of your hand is
palm.
And he got mad and doubled up both his
fist.
And he shook his
fist.
Any place where you bend, a wrist or elbow or knee or it's a what? You got stiff in the
knee, elbow.
Well, all of them, though. Old people sometimes say they get stiff in their...
in the elbow.
Joint.
Joints.
Mm-hmm. The upper part of a man's body is his...
chest.
And he has broad...
shoulders.
This whole thing is my...
hand.
And I have two...
two hands.
And this is my...
leg.
And this is my...
foot.
And I have two...
2 feet.
Yes, and this part of your leg, this front part, is the...
front part of your leg.
What do you call it? You might say, I fell over the box and I bruised my...
shin.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And if you got down like this, you'd say you're getting down on your what? This thing.
You're squatting.
You're squatting, but what do you call this back part of your leg?
Your thighs are...
yeah, all right. Would you ever say haunches or hunkers?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Hunkers.
Hunkers? Any other way of saying squatting?
Well, I don't know.
Would you ever say hunker down?